This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Defense Ministry has said that Operation Sindoor marked a turning point in India's defense doctrine, demonstrating tri-services synergy, strategic depth and technological dominance. Operation Sindoor, which was initiated in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack, showcased a calibrated tri-services response with precision, professionalism and purpose. Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan. In an age of multi-domain warfare, India's national security architecture has demonstrated the strength of jointness and strategic foresight. Multi-agency intelligence provided confirmation of 9 major camps that were eventually targeted in the operation. India's retaliatory action was based on meticulous planning and an intelligence-led approach, which ensured that the operations were conducted with minimal collateral damage. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has slapped 11 new conditions on Pakistan for the release of the next tranche of its bailout program and warned that tensions with India could heighten risks to the scheme's fiscal, external and reform goals. As per a media report, the IMF slapped 11 more conditions on Pakistan, taking the total conditions to 50. The new conditions imposed on Pakistan include parliamentary approval of new 17.6 trillion rupee budget, an increase in the debt servicing surcharge on electricity bills and lifting restrictions on import of more than 3-year-old used cars. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has formed a committee to investigate the incident in which a PSLV rocket failed to place Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 into its intended orbit. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that the committee held several rounds of discussions yesterday to identify the cause. ISRO failed to place its Earth Observation Satellite into orbit after Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, PSLV C-61 rocket, developed a fault minutes after launch from Sriharikota yesterday. In Jammu and Kashmir, Riyasi town was immersed in patriotic pride yesterday as citizens gathered in large numbers for a spectacular Tiranga rally to celebrate the resounding success of Operation Sindoor. Organized as part of the Yatra of India's Glory, the rally paid tribute to the courage of Indian Armed Forces and highlighted the unity and spirit of the nation. BJP held Tiranga Yatras in different parts of the national capital yesterday, celebrating the success of Operation Sindoor. Multiple yatras were held throughout the city, including in New Delhi, Janakpuri, Najafgarh, Matiala and Dwarka. Addressing a rally in R.K. Puram, New Delhi MP Bansuri Swaraj said that Yatra has witnessed a huge support from women who have come forward to show solidarity for Operation Sindoor. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a 6-day visit to Netherlands, Denmark and Germany beginning today. Ministry of External Affairs said that Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of these three countries. He will also hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national level meeting in New Delhi. It was also decided that Akash Anand will take charge of the BSP's future programs in the country. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, reviewed the functioning of media units of the ministry in Bengaluru yesterday. He held a meeting with senior officers and sought out details on the activities. He visited various sections in Doordarshan and sought details on various programs broadcast by the public broadcaster. The minister planted a sapling in the Doordarshan Kendra premises under the Ek Ped Makinam program. In the IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated host Delhi Capitals by 10 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium last night, chasing a target of 200 runs. Gujarat's opening pair of Sai Sudarshan and skipper Shubman Gill remained unbeaten and made a tough run chase look easy, destroying Delhi's bowling attack. Today, host Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Bharat Ratna Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Eknath Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. and that's the end of this news bulletin.